I mean, the long and the short of it is I got all this fucking latent gangster in me, you know. But back in the day where I'm from, Portland, it was the gold rush of selling weed.
Yeah.
It was like crack in the ghetto in the 80s. It was for weed in the 2000s.
Yeah.
And I just started selling it with my buddy in college, and we just got bigger and bigger. Really on the plug, really on the plug. Really on the plug, really on the plug. Really on the plug, really on the plug. Really on the plug, really on the plug.
How'd you like that intro? Yeah, I played a highlight from this episode. Pretty cool, right? Thanks. What's up, guys? It's Ryden from Vining. Oh, boy, did I get sick last week, and that's why this episode is late. So, my bad. Our bad. Your bad. It's your fault. And Brandon was sick during the recording of this episode, so he's not even on it. So, we should just call this the sick episode. Ill. Dope. All right. Today, we got comedian Johnny Mitchell. Really funny dude. Great comedian. Or, you know, good comedian. He's 5 years in. I'm 6 years in. Are we great? No, we're not great yet. We're good. We're adequate. But he is a really, really funny comedian who is going to make it. So follow him. Get on board with him before he's a big name. And he has also been to prison. And we talk about that. So he's a really, really, really bad person who shouldn't be forgiven. Convicted felon. Less than. So send him some hate mail. He's a comedian, I already said that. Johnny Mitchell. Let's just get right into it. We'll be back midweek next week or this week, whatever you call it. We'll be back on track. I'm healthy. Brandon's insane. All the normal stuff.
I'm still sober. 72 days of sobriety. The darkness weighs down on me.
All right. Enjoy this episode with Johnny Mitchell.
Brandon's crazy. Very sad. I'm so sorry, Dad.
Oh shit, we're live at Unfunny Studios with Nolan Culver.
Hey, baby.
And our guest, Johnny Mitchell.
You son of a bitch.
I was actually thinking of doing a joke, but then I couldn't think of one. Then I was like, well, I'll let the silence sit.
Right. You wrote that on the way here. You were like, you know what? I'm going to pretend to forget his name. That's going to be a real humdinger to get us going.
I was thinking about saying our guest, not Brandon. But
ooh. Shots,
Brandon died. Did you ever meet Brandon?
No, I didn't meet him.
Well, that's a shame.
Did he die spiritually or he's physically?
No, he physically left us.
Oh, what happened?
Roller coaster accident.
Ah, dude, those happen. Yeah. Those happen, man. This kid I grew up with, he got his feet sliced off.
Really?
Yeah.
For real?
Yeah.
Fuck.
At Oaks Park, dude. You don't know about Oaks Amusement Park.
Fuck.
It might have gone under because they sued the shit out of him. They sued and this is like a little Portland amusement park, you know? They can't afford it like a $100 million lawsuit. But I don't know how much feet are worth. I don't know how much feet are worth. I don't think that much.
Yeah.
Like if you look at a city. If you look at a city that has to, like if a subway, the city subway runs your foot over.
Yeah.
You only get paid like $300,000 for that.
Hmm.
Isn't that crazy?
I thought it was way more.
No, you'd think so. But that's like you could probably haggle up, but you know.
I wonder how they came up with that number.
Yeah, right? They have numbers for, it's crazy, like loss of life, you're worth like $1 million.
Huh.
You know, it's
I thought about throwing myself in front of a city bus in Boston before.
Oh, dude, well, if you should have a kid and then do that, so passes it to them. But you got to make it look like an accident, though, because if it looks like suicide, you're not going to get your insurance money.
Oh, no, I'm talking just like get my feet cut off.
By a bus?
I don't want to die.
You'll get flattened by a bus.
I can just put my shoulder into it. Then I can take a bus down. Yeah, I told Johnny on the way here that I wasn't going to be funny. I'm not feeling that funny.
And boy, he's proving it.
Called it.
Hey, Nolan, whatever you do,
yeah,
do not put the air conditioning on whatsoever. I want it to get even hotter, okay?
It'll bake.
I want to be fucking sweating.
It'll bake.
Through my shorts.
You got it, man.
Okay, what is the story with the AC in here?
It's on and then just, I don't know. It just is on and then I think at night it doesn't change. Like it'll go on out there and then, but in here if we keep the door closed, it doesn't come in. And then I have this.
So there's no vent in this room.
There is. It's right there.
Right there. Yeah.
And a lot of times I'm in here alone, cold, but for whatever reason you get a few people and it just can't battle. I don't think it does like room to room temperature gauging.
Oh, okay.
So we bought this, which is loud and intrusive.
Whoa.
Oh, that's awesome.
So it'll do something, including be in the background of your podcast the whole time.
Yeah, yeah.
It looks like one of those things they have on, like, football fields.
Yeah.
Spraying into players' faces.
Yeah.
Speaking of football, you're on steroids.
I am. What a segue. Thank God we saved it for the mic. Yes, I'm on a round of test.
What is
that? Testosterone.
Oh, okay.
Round of testosterone. I don't need it. I went and got my blood work done. Because I was feeling like shit. I'm like, oh, I definitely got the cancer, the gay cancer. I got something. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I fucking got the blood work done, and I'm healthy as a fucking ox. I got better than normal testosterone, but I constantly feel like shit. So I'm like, my buddy was like, I'll put you on a round of testosterone. And that's backfired, of course. So,
yeah. So what's happening?
I'm thinking about killing myself. Oh, you mean with the testosterone? Dude, so yeah, I'm famished all the time. Let me tell you what I ate today. So I woke up. I woke up at 7 a.m. from hunger.
Wow.
Like an African child. Like hunger pangs were waking me up.
Hunger pangs.
So I fucking dumped peanut butter down my throat just to coat my ribs, right? Yeah. Then I go back to sleep. Then I wake up at 10, starving again. I have 4 eggs. I eat like a little bit of meat, right? Yeah. And it just runs through me.
Like you shit it out?
No, like... It doesn't feel like I ate anything, and I just dumped food down my gullet.
Yeah,
and if I'm like impervious to food,
does your stomach not feel full?
Does not ever. I had to eat a BLT, a giant BLT, and a whole helping of large fries, and every single one just to coat my stomach for 1 hour, and then I got hungry again. So it's basically it's a cycle of torture.
That's because weird. Of the testosterone?
I think it is. It must be because I can't get satiated, and it's been since I've been taking it. So I've been getting my fucking skinny, awful ass.
So you're just converting it probably massively like to muscle. You're probably getting big quick. And it's got
but I stopped working out because it'll make me even hungrier. So I'm on testosterone and I'm not lifting weights. It's a complete. I think it's exactly what you're not supposed to do when you're on test.
You do look bulkier.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Yeah.
I meant that in like a bad way.
That's juice.
No, I'm just kidding. You look short and stocky. How tall are you?
Yeah, I'm a wee guy. I'm just 6'6".
Same.
Yeah. 6'6", 190 something, you know.
Wow!
Oh man, dude, I'm the envy of I'm the envy of everybody in Guatemala.
Yeah,
it's the tall,
are they short there?
Yeah. Oh my God, they're little fucking chicken McNugget people.
I didn't know that, dude.
Oh, they're built like sacks of potatoes.
That's adorable.
Like they all walk around like penguins. You know what I mean? Like that's how they because they're so like their center of gravity is crazy. Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
They waddle.
They waddle.
So that's not racist. They're just from Guatemala. You know.
Right. So
also, I don't like people from Guatemala. That's racist, but that's aside from how they physically look.
Nolan, you're married, but I've kind of had a rule where I just don't hook up with comedians. But a veteran comedian told me, it was just like, it's all right, just hook up with open micers. Don't hook up with anyone on the circuit, but you can sleep with open micers.
How is Whitney Cummings?
She wasn't able to make her Cummings.
Oh. Dude, I thought you said you weren't going to be funny.
That was a fucking brilliant setup, and you spiked it, bro.
You put that one away. Thanks, guys. Right. A little worried about
He's back, dude.
Dude, in honor of Top Gun, that was a real Goose Maverick moment,
absolutely.
Huh? Volleyball moment.
Just kidding.
Set up and Hey, man.
All right, we're being assholes.
Remember starting in those alt rooms, dude? Did you ever do, like, Echoes Under Sunset?
Yeah.
You remember that shit? Did you really?
Did the open mic.
Yes, exactly. You remember how terrifying that shit was? Like having like real comedy and you'd be in front of these like 19-year-old USC feminist studies.
Guess what, dude?
Students.
I was bullied there once.
Were you really?
A weird bully.
Weird.
Weird bullying. I was walking in to it and then I heard someone from behind me say something to the degree of, hey, look, it's John Mayer. Just because I'm not hideous, I guess.
That's not a bully.
Wow, that's not a bully. And boy, not only is that not a bully, that is a false observation. Holy shit. What kind of retard was
way off.
No, I get bullied in like the passive aggressive. Like Adam Conover called me a racist there. It was like my third set. I used to do a lot of racial humor. I still do. But he used to host an open mic there before he got huge. You know what I mean?
I don't think I know who that is.
Oh, fuck. I'd love to hear that. He's on billboards. But look.
Adam ruins everything?
Yes, exactly.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. For your listeners out there, he hosts like a true TV show or whatever. He's, you know, he embarrassed himself on Joe Rogan. But, you know, I'm sure he's a nice guy or whatever. But but it was actually at a mic at, what is that? It's on Hyperion, the Lyric Hyperion. Mm. You know, I mean, you remember how fucking judgy and shitty those mics were.
Yeah.
So I went up there and bombed with my black material for like 3 solid minutes, you know? And he goes, give it up for John Mitchell, the racist.
Just straight up.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That's kind of funny though.
Yeah. I wrote him. I was like, hey man, I'd love to write for your show. He called me a racist back in the day.
Johnny Mitchell, the racist.
Yeah. I'm like, that's a catchy title. Johnny Mitchell, the racist.
That's like one of those Mundy Ray stage names.
Yeah.
Speaking of race wars, you've been to prison.
Yeah. God damn, these segues are fucking infallible, dude.
Thank you.
Been to prison, been to the joint.
Yeah, cool.
I was writing my book about it just before I came here.
How did you? All right.
Fingers flowing.
Let's start from the top. What led you down that path?
I mean, the long and the short of it is I got all this fucking latent gangster in me, you know, but back in the day where I'm from, Portland, it was the gold rush of selling weed.
Yeah.
It was like crack in the ghetto in the 80s. It was for weed in the 2000s.
Yeah.
And I just started selling it with my buddy in college and we just got bigger and bigger. And I met these kids, these young men who sold weed in New Jersey, and then some others that sold in New York. And this was at a time when, like, we could get pounds for dirt cheap of the best weed in the world.
Actual good weed?
Actual good weed. This is 10 years before it was legal, right? So people were getting rich off of it. And so I met these dudes, and they were like, we'd pay like $3,500 for a pound. And I was getting them for like $22. So there you go, $1,300 a pound, and I'd sell 10 of those a week. You know what I mean? I was killing it. I was on my way to making $1 million, dude. How crazy is that?
Crazy.
How fucking crazy is that? So, yeah, but, you know, then I got popped and went to prison.
How'd you get popped?
Well, you're going to have to read the book.
You know? That'll come out in 10 years.
No, I'll tell you, you know, so my house got raided one time because a guy came in there wearing a wire. Or no, was it with marked money? I can't remember. So cops give you marked money if you're a snitch, a CI, and then you take it in and you buy it, and that's how they prove. And if they do that 2 or 3 times, they get a warrant.
Cops will buy
cops.
Your
so
weed
if you're
from
if
you.
You're a snitch, they'll say I'm selling weed to you. I'm supplying weed to you, right?
Yeah.
Like there was this kid that would come through. He was like one of my best client. I'd give him 2, 3, 4, 5 pounds a week, and he would go sell it, right? And he was the only one I actually let into my house where I had the product. And so he eventually gets popped, and what the cops did was they gave him marked money, marked bills, right? And that's proof. That's the proof that he purchased weed from. That's the proof they need to go get a search warrant. And so they did that 2 or 3 times.
And it's marked.
It's marked, meaning
a symbol on it.
Yeah, they take the numbers on the end of the bills and whatever it was. You're giving John Mitchell $3,000 in marked money. That's what it means. It's not a big deal, but that's how they use their proof to get the warrant. And so they got, you know, I think they made like 3. They called a controlled buy. So they made 3 controlled buys. And then they got a warrant. They raided the house. They found like 5 or 6 pounds, which is not a lot in Oregon. Like in Texas, you'd probably go to prison for your first offense for 6 pounds. But back, you know, in Oregon, it was still pretty liberal. So I got a felony, right? They were like, you can snitch, you can get yourself out of it. I was like, no, I can't do that. Because I knew I had all these people on the East Coast. I knew my business was about to blow up even more. And so I'm like, I can't quit now. And so I pleaded guilty. I got a felony. I was on probation. I was on, like, you know, that's serious probation. Like, I had to piss in a cup. I had to check in with a probation officer.
Yeah.
But I didn't do any jail time.
That's,
you know,
crazy.
What I mean?
Oh, okay. With a felony.
Yeah. Stupid. Next level stupid. You know what I mean? Should have turned my life around, but just couldn't. It was like, I tell people, they're like, why did you do it? You didn't need to do it. But I'm like, this was like a moment in time. This was like a special moment in history. Like, no, it'll never be repeated. Me and my kind used to do, because you can't make that kind of money selling drugs anymore. And the war on drugs will be over in 50 years anyways. But it's like if you could, it's just hitting a lick. It's like doing a robbery or like, you know, doing some kind of heist. That's what it felt like. I'm like, I got to take it. It's never going to happen again. I could get rich. My whole life could be changed. I just got to take the chance. But I knew if I got caught again, I was going down. So a year later, I was down.
Oh, shit.
what happened that time?
It was it involved the money that was getting shipped back to me. And I will leave this part as kind of a mystery because it's an interesting twist. And my book will be out in about 6 months. So
really?
I'll come back on here and plug it. Yeah.
Sure.
But it involved, they actually didn't find any product this time. They found large amounts of cash, like $200,000 in cash. So they used that as like proof. Even if they didn't find me guilty, my probation would have been of that charge. My probation would have been revoked from my earlier charge, and I was going down either way. So I pled guilty, and they gave me 2 years. I did like a year and a half.
Wow, what prison?
So worth it now that I think about it.
You made a lot of money?
Yeah, I made a lot of money, and it's like if I had gotten away with, like, I lost most of it, and I had to spend so much on a lawyer, and the money that I used to move down to L.A. when I got out that I didn't really end up having any long term. But, like, if I had made $1 million at 24, and which was I was on pace to do, if I had ended up doing a year and a half, 2 years, like, to me, like, that shit was would have been worth it, you know?
But you didn't make $1 million, right?
No, I did not, right? I went down before then, yes.
To be clear.
But you know, I don't regret any of it as I think of it because, you know, just you can't have regrets like that. Because
now you're writing this fake book that's never going to come out.
Exactly. I'm putting it out myself on Amazon.
Tell me how you felt when, like, you're being raided. Is it high anxiety or what?
Yeah, I'd say there's fear there. No, it was a joy. It was a ton of fun.
You're like, yes!
Oh, this is fucking awesome. This is like the movies.
Yeah. How about going to court? Were you, like, freaking out? Like, tell me what you were thinking of your mind.
Well, the second time when I knew I was going to go to jail, I was accepting of it. I was, like, numb to it. You know what I mean? I was, like, it was almost like a relief. It's almost like a relief because, like, the truth came out, you know, and it was almost like, well, I can stop doing this now. But it was painful. It was painful to lose my business. It was painful. Psychologically and emotionally, it was hard to get over the fact that I couldn't return to this lifestyle. I was going to have to figure out something else to do with my life. Because by then, I'm like, I'm a fucking drug trafficker. Like, this is what I do.
This is just
what the fuck I do. This is what I does. I'm used to living, you know, I'm used to, like, you know, I'd be 23 years old. I'd be staying in Midtown Manhattan in, like, a $400 a night hotel room.
Yeah.
I'm like 56.
Yeah, that's
like,
cool.
Who fucking does that? You know what I mean? Most kids are like 18 to a room in Bushwick.
Yeah.
You know? So, yeah.
Did you enjoy selling drugs or was that high anxiety as well?
No, I mean, it's a stressful business. I did enjoy it. I mean, and the payoff, the dopamine rush of like a successful, you know, you just moved 10 pounds of weed across the country in a day and you got away with it. It's like,
yeah.
And now I got a box of 40 grand that just is on my doorstep. Like, this is just like it's like Christmas
crazy.
Every week.
What do you do with that 40 grand?
Well, that's the hardest part. And that's also a chapter in my book. I cover all the angles here, guys. I got anything you need will be revealed. But that's the hardest part, you know. In hindsight, what I would have done with it, I mean, you know, it's money laundering is like the only limit is the imagination. I mean, I've heard of guys. You know, you give your friends 10 grand each, you go to Vegas, you take 10 grand in drug money, you get 10,000 in chips, but you only use 2 grand of them. And then you give it to me and then I go cash out. Boom. Now I have receipts. It's legitimate money. You buy trading cards, you buy cars cash and then you sell them and then you claim that. You know what I mean?
I feel like there's a lot of like running a business. It seems like the most complicated. Like you were just saying, you could just launder it by essentially trading chips.
That those are, you know, that's when you're only dealing with a couple hundred thousand, in the drug game is, it's not that much. It's like a middle class. But, you know, when you're talking about tens of millions, that's when it takes you years. It'll cost you 30% of your money, you know.
Right.
So I've seen Ozark.
You've seen Ozark. So good for you. I think you're basically ready for the street.
Yeah, I think I get it. I've sold weed to some friends before, like weed that I bought, and I was like, here's a nugget.
Yeah.
And they'd be like, you want $5? And I'd be like, nah, it's all right. I think that counts.
I think that's why we get along, because we have similar backgrounds, you know?
You guys get it.
Mm-hmm. I would be a terrible drug dealer. First of all, I wouldn't do it, because I have too much fear.
Yeah. Yeah, that's smart. That's good. That's good.
So, prison.
Yeah.
I wish, no offense, but I wish you got raped.
I get it. No, me too.
Yeah.
Me too. I tried, man. I tried. My guys. Oh, what? I dropped the soap. Oops. Nothing.
So a year and a half in what kind of prison?
I was 4 months in the county jail.
Did that suck?
It was terrible.
Yeah, I've heard county is like awful.
Dude, county was like the only place where I'm like, I may die.
Oh, really?
I might die of starvation. I might have an ox, which is a razor blade, fucking run across my throat. I'm like, we got to get out of here. I'll plead guilty. Just send me to prison. You know?
Wow.
That was bad.
Die of starvation. Fights.
Dude, they feed you like the peanut butter that they airdrop over like Somalia during a refugee crisis. That's what they give you. And they give you like just, it's disgusting.
Yeah.
And it's never enough. So you're subsisting off like candy bars that you buy off the commissary and shit. And it's just, you know, it's a fucking mess and it's so overcrowded and, you know, there's gangs and shit.
Right.
Then I got shipped off, but I didn't have a bail. So I could have bailed out, but they found me with so much cash. They were like, this guy is a flight risk.
Right.
So the judge goes, no bail. And I'm like, oh, that's fucked up. That's fucked up. Why'd you gonna do me like that, okay?
Nice.
I'm not gonna go nowhere, huh? But I would have. I would have tried to run. Because I have a Canadian passport,
you would've.
Too. Yeah, I would have.
Nice.
And dude, the first time I got caught, my dad is a gigantic square. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like never spit on the sidewalk, never ran a red light. You know, he's a lawyer.
Yeah.
The first time, but this is how down for you your parents are, even though you don't think so. You think they're your enemy your whole life when you're growing up. The first time I got raided, I went and told him, like, Dad, I got in some trouble. You know, I gotta have to go to court and face this. He goes, well, why don't we just get you to Canada? I was like, Dad, you didn't tell me you were a fucking gangster.
Dad?
Yeah. I'm like, Jesus. So anyways, so I thought that was funny. But no, I don't know if I would have flattered. I mean, who knows? But it's always easier to fight your case when you've bailed out, when you're on the outside. Because when you're in jail, the person who's trying to put you in prison, who's trying to throw you away, is the district attorney. And when they know you're suffering in the county jail, they have more leverage, right? So you'll just take any deal to get out of there. But when you're on the outside, you stretch it out. You delay your case. There's all these things your lawyer can do to where the DA is finally like, okay, let's make a deal because I want to get this case off my books, you know?
Wow.
Where the DA you see documentaries where people are sitting on Rikers Island for years. Rikers in New York, and that's where people get killed on a daily basis. It's torture. Motherfuckers will be sitting in there. We don't have to get into that, but that's like the whole injustice of the system, right? Is you're innocent when you're in the county jail, but you're fucking treated like you're already guilty, and that's what goes against the whole Constitution thing. But anyway, so after that, so I pled guilty, and then I got shipped to a maximum security prison. I was there for 6 months, and then I got transferred out to like a minimum security on the beach, and that shit was easy, and that's how I finished out my stretch there.
How was the maximum security?
But that shit was like, you know, that shit was, there was a few things that popped off, but for the most part, it, you know,
it was right. Did you have a cellmate?
Yeah. Who? Yeah. Those were those cats were the most interesting. I was locked up with this guy, Jimmy DeFranco, and he's a Hell's Angel, and he's doing life times like five.
Yeah.
For murders and shit. But he was a nice guy. Nice guy.
Isn't that weird?
Salt of the earth, dude. Yeah. Salt of the earth. I'm like, how could you have done it? You didn't do it. No, he did it. He did it. He told me all about it. But anyways, he, one day he gets rolled up. Means the guards come and they say, roll up. You're going to a new prison. Mm-hmm. I'm like, all right, Jimmy. It's been real, man. And he was sad to go, dude. We were like, we were cool, you know. We were vibing. He hits the yard of this new prison called Snake River. It's all the way out east on the Idaho border in Oregon. First day, he fucking kills somebody.
Whoa.
Jesus.
He had an old beef with somebody. Somebody stepped to him on the yard with a fucking shank. And in self-defense, he popped him right in the chin and fucking killed him with one punch.
Whoa.
Like, God, I'm glad I was nice to you. That's those late nights in the cell.
Self-defense, right?
Yeah, I'm glad I gave you a hand job when you asked me to. No, I didn't. Yeah, it was self-defense, but they tried to, you know, they obviously tried to prosecute him for a while, but, you know, they couldn't because it was just so obviously, you know, self-defense. Damn. Yeah.
So did you get into any fights?
I did. In the county jail, I got into a fight. And then at this other holding facility, I got into a fight. So that's why they sent me to the maximum security. So they were like, oh, this guy's a rabble-rouser.
Wow.
I'm like, I just said rabble-rouser. Guys, come on. I'm not a threat. Please don't do this. Didn't work.
What kind of, like, how did the fight start?
In the county, it was like...
Can you look at me and not the fucking camera?
I'm looking at my tits right now, and I really look good. I'm continuing with these steroids. I take it all back.
Do you want me to take it away? Can you be trusted?
I can't. I'm so vain and embarrassed. Okay.
To be honest with you, I know what you mean.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. He's, you know, he gets it anyways. How did it start? I'm awkward, though. I don't like looking in people's eyes.
Neither do I.
Now I know you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. It's called Asperger's.
Shit. I got a touch of the burg. I got a touch of the burgers, dude. I got a touch of it.
Nah, I don't have Asperger's. For the record, neither do you.
You've been asked, though. You said that with such defensiveness. You've definitely had to show paperwork.
No, I haven't. That's really hurtful. Christina Pajitsky asked me if I had autism.
Yeah. Exactly. With all seriousness.
No, she was kidding. Just because I was being a little nervous in a green room, she was like, do you have autism?
That's a good way to make somebody nervous.
Yeah, exactly.
More nervous.
That calms somebody down. Are you slightly retarded? No, but I'm asking you. I don't... I'm not trying to be mean. Are you fucking retarded?
I've known her for years, I'll say, because it's been more than one.
Right.
Nice. I've known Christina Pajitsky for years.
Nice.
Yeah.
So she was just kidding, but it was funny. But I get it.
The more powerful the couple. That's good. That'll help you. And yes. Is that her last name?
Pajitsky, yeah.
It's a tough one. It's a tough Polak name.
Yeah, big know? Time.
Okay, so I'm trying to get used to this staring in your eyes.
I have beautiful eyes.
Yeah, you do.
Don't die. Yep.
What do they call it? What did some chick call them the other day? You texted me. Smoky?
Oh, yeah.
She have smoky eyes?
No, she said...
Piney.
Well, no. She referenced a celebrity, Chris Pine. She said, you have Chris Pine eyes.
Okay. When you texted me, you said... Crisp pine eyes. You said that. You said crisp. I'm like, they are very crisp.
They're crispy.
With a touch of pine.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Crisp pine.
Hilarious. You said crisp... Pine. Asperger's.
Is this voice memo or text?
No, this is in text. I'll find it, dude.
I didn't say crisp.
He said crisp and pine. Oh, crisp my fucking God. Pine. You might not have Asperger's, but you're certainly dyslexic.
Yeah, maybe.
Sorry.
I want to reveal your crispy pine face.
But yeah, this girl was just giving me the eyes for...
Who was it?
For minutes. It was Vanessa Johnston's friends. Give me the eyes for minutes.
Vanessa Johnston's got more than friends, one. Too.
Yeah. And I was like, well, what's happening here? And she came over to me and she was like, you have crisp pine eyes. And I was like, crisp pine?
She goes, no, crisp pine. I blew him the other week.
Yeah. No, I DM'd Vanessa, just letting her know that I was in love with her.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Let's see those tits.
Let's see those tits. Can you do my show?
And she was like, she has a boyfriend. And I was like, but I love her. Just kidding.
Rye's been falling in love a lot lately. It's part of this whole sobriety thing. It's nauseating.
It's actually the opposite of true. I have almost no interest in women.
So it's taking sobriety to bring your homosexuality.
Yeah, yeah. I'm clear headed. Now I just want to give head
to a big dick.
Just want to give head to clears. Support for I'm Sorry Dad comes from Manscaped, who is the number one men's below the belt grooming. Manscaped offers precision engineered tools for your family jewels. I've injured myself trimming my balls, and it's not fun. I've used a razor, like facial razor, on my balls. Not a good idea. That was scary and painful. I cut myself and had a bad week. I've also used a facial buzzer, you know, for your beard. That hurt too. Thankfully, Manscaped offers the Lawnmower 2.0, which has proprietary skin-safe technology, so this trimmer won't nick or snag your nuts. It's great. Now, I'm sure a lot of you dudes out there have used the same trimmer on your face that you use on your balls. That's just nasty. I've done it. I'm not proud of it, but I've done it. But thankfully, the Lawnmower 2.0 is just designed for your balls, so I have my own designated ball trimmer, and it's great. And I'm sure the ladies will appreciate it. Once I am able to do that, it's been a while, but I'm prepared. Thank you, Manscaped. Manscaped also has the Crop Preserver, an anti-chafing ball deodorant and moisturizer. You already put deodorant on your armpits. Why are you not putting deodorant on the smelliest part of your body? Always use the right tools for the job. Your balls will thank you. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code SORRYDAD at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use code SORRYDAD. Now back to the show. All right, back to prison.
I used to, you know what? Speaking of your joke bombing, I used to bomb at the... Dude, I used to bomb at the prison table, the chow table, yeah, all the time. It was humiliating. It was if you told the guys in prison that I became a comedian, like a decent comedian, they'd be like, no, Mitchell, no fucking way. He's the most unfunny motherfucker. Because I was so scared because, you know, yeah, guys in prison, they can kind of take a joke, but then you call one of them gay. You know how we call each other gay? In prison, that's like sinful.
Right, yeah.
Like, especially with the black dudes. They'd be like, hey. Like, you'd just be busting each other's balls, and you'd be like, ah, you faggot. They'd be like, yo, don't sex play me.
Sex play?
They say
that's what they call it, sex play. Like, don't make sex jokes. Because that's how serious rape is, I guess.
Yeah, oh, wow. Yeah, yeah.
Damn. Did you ever?
Yeah, I was raped.
Cool. Did it feel good?
Netflix, did you hear that? I'm the next Nanette. Give me a special. No, I didn't get raped. What was I
talking
about?
It's fighting. Really hot and disgusting in here.
I'm living in it, dude.
Yeah,
I'm fucking living
in it. It heated up
shit.
Quick. Dude.
Oh, also, I'm very sunburnt, so that's probably added
to it. That'll do it.
That'll do it. How many, how far in are we? How many minutes?
32. Baby!
I don't know how to word that. How many minutes in are we?
Jeez, that seems like such a...
you're already asking for the light, huh?
Have no idea.
How long is my set?
That's a tough crowd, man, trying to be funny with... In prison?
Yeah. That was a nightmare.
But you tried.
I tried.
Do you remember any of your jokes? Any like one-liners that you thought of and like performed and it bombed?
All I remember was the reactions.
Yeah.
Oh, you're a fucking idiot. Okay. Wow. And then I just go back to my beans.
Yeah.
Were there funny guys? Like guys that would always crush?
The funniest, dude. Especially the black guys. So funny. Naturally funny.
Yeah.
But would never, you know, they'll never become comedians.
Are they aware they're funny? Or they just have funny personalities?
I mean, both.
Yeah.
Okay. Both. But, like, listening to, like, a table full of black dudes, like, just snap on each other, like, just basically bully each other. Oh, my God. Oh. Hilarious.
They're, I laughed out loud to a sad video on Twitter last night. This guy has great comedic timing. I texted it to Jamie Kennedy.
Want me to pull it up?
Didn't respond. A name drop.
Want me to try the old pull up?
It's not even a name drop if he responded.
Oh,
Jamie. Want to do my show, man?
It might be too hard to find. I got it. Don't give it away. So this guy.
This is going to have to be edited. You're giving Nolan extra work.
No, I'm going to put it right to the mic. This guy, he found a frozen baby in his mom's freezer.
Oh.
After 37 years.
Get the fuck out of here.
I might have just given away the punchline. But all right, so all the stories on Twitter are like tragic news. But then I saw this video and his timing. Spot on. Check this out.
I pulled it out and I set it directly right here. I grabbed this knife exactly right here and I just cut through the plastic and opened it up. And that's when I found a frozen baby in there.
He was talking about it with the casualness of like a frozen pizza.
Yeah.
He didn't know. He didn't know was there.
That's when I found a frozen baby in there.
So.
Oh, my God.
If he didn't
God.
Say in there, it would have been funnier.
With his fucking Wisconsin accent. That's crazy.
You know what?
So are they trying to arrest? I wonder, did they?
Maybe I was really tired because I laughed out loud several times in a row last night to that.
Did that come with the house, I wonder, that frozen baby?
It was his mom's. He said that there was one memory. He was 7 years old in the car and his mom started crying. And she was like, oh, my firstborn would have celebrated her somethingeth birthday today.
That's fucking nuts. So she either killed it or it was a miscarriage. She like peed it out.
Yeah.
And fucking put it in a bag.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fucking
wild. Yeah, I don't know what happened.
That's fucking wild.
I just know it's really funny.
She accidentally drowned her kid and was like, oh, let me put this on ice.
Oh, yeah, that's what I mean by peed it out.
Well, either no, because it wouldn't. It was obviously big enough to where he could tell it was a baby. Because sometimes you have a miscarriage.
Yeah,
you know, but that's like an embryo. You piss it out. Yeah. You don't piss out a 9 month old baby.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Shit it out.
Hmm. Yeah. Should I edit that part? Right. Should I edit that out of the podcast? Nolan didn't laugh at all. He's got a heart.
Yeah. Well, you know, some people might find it funny.
I gave it a charitable. Fake
it's
laugh.
Worth a shot. It yeah. kind of felt like you at the prison table.
I thought it was pretty funny though. I thought it was funny enough. And this is a good conversation, so let's just keep riffing on it instead of pontificating if we should take it out or not.
Okay, Jesus Christ.
Come on, dude.
How many minutes in are we?
Jesus.
It's like when you're at an open mic, 5 minute open mic, and at 3.5, someone's like, how much time do I have? You know it's going well.
Yeah.
God, I hate open mics.
Yeah. Last night, wanted to kill myself. Even more than I
already do
the other 23 hours of the day.
So, but, back to prison.
So we're in prison, yeah.
What is the most interesting or craziest thing that happened while in prison?
Oh, God.
What did your parents think?
parents, you know, they were upset, you know. They were upset. My sister, she doesn't care. God bless her. She's like, okay, see you when you get out.
Did they visit you?
Yeah, my parents always visited me. All the crazy shit that was happened. Probably like when the crazy shit that happened. This guy was. Excuse my language. Excuse the parlance, but fucking a correctional officer.
All right.
Who was well known? She was. I wouldn't say she was hot. She was more like ugly. But she was in prison, I mean,
right.
In the desert, a fucking cactus looks like a rose, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And she got let out in handcuffs one day because he snitched on her, you know? Like, he got in trouble for something.
Yeah.
And then was like, oh, yeah, let me get out of this, and fucking ratted on the guard, you know? So she got arrested. That was pretty awesome.
So she must have been helping him with something?
No, she was just, making love in the fucking, you know, the laundry room or whatever. You know, making sweet fucking inmate prison love.
Forbidden.
It's sad to see love end like that.
Yeah.
Betrayal. Yeah.
But hopefully, like, if she went to prison and he got out, then he could visit her and, you know.
Yeah.
Don't give up on love like that.
The old switcheroo.
My, how the tables have turned. what else? I mean.
Did you find yourself becoming attracted to men?
More than I already did. You know, you appreciate the physique more. You do.
Yeah?
Yeah.
The physique?
The physique.
Okay, because you said physique, and that's wrong.
That's how I say it. I'm from Switzerland, so.
And you said something wrong earlier.
Pull it up. Pull it up. Play the tape, Nolan. Play the tape.
I forget what it was.
Sound like my girlfriend. You said this 22 days ago. Yeah. You said that I just looked good, not great.
Yeah.
There was like, you know, when like inmates fight, like the riot, that was shit was pretty crazy. That was pretty crazy. It's inmates.
You were in a riot?
Beating the shit out of each other. I witnessed it. I didn't participate in it.
Are you living with fear the entire time? While in prison?
No, because you can't live with fear. It's like, you know, because then you'll just lock up and you'll be, and then you'll really become like, then you'll really crazy. Be victim. You'll be victimized if you walk around scared because people can tell.
Right.
So those are the people that did get brutalized, you know. So, no.
Damn. Do you still talk to anybody?
But I'm 6'6". It's like the likelihood of me getting raped, it's like the laws of the jungle. Like, you don't go for the gazelle that's fucking, you go for the guy, the one that's bleeding. You know what I mean? Like, it's not that easy to rape somebody.
Right.
And it's, and also, there's so much gay shit going on in there that if you really want to, you know, get a nut, you can just find somebody to do it consensually. You don't have to take the risk of.
So you feel like there's a lot less rape than is advertised?
Yeah, there's way more consensual shit than there is rape. That's, I mean, nice. Rape goes on every day, you know, but yeah, no, man on man love is 10 times more prevalent.
Do you think people get gayer? Like, do you think there's latent homosexuality that gets brought out?
I don't know about that. No, I think if you're in there for 30 years, like, what are you going to do? You know what I mean? What are you get so tired of jacking off. You're like, yeah, come on, Tyrone.
Right.
Make whoopee.
I was just going to ask you that. How did you jerk off? Well, what was that like in prison?
I mean, it's, you know, jerking off in prison, it's almost the same as the civilian world.
Even though,
you know, you just got a guy looking at you doing it back, you know? But besides that, it's like, it's basically, you know, it's like being at camp.
So you'd wait till your murderous roommate fell asleep?
No. I'd be like, hey, Jimmy, hit the bricks. Spin a couple of laps. Daddy's got to meditate, you know?
No, but for real, what'd you do?
No, seriously.
I'd be like, say, go for a while?
Like, the code word would be like, hey, you want to take a few laps?
Oh, okay.
You know, or whatever. Or if he's gone, he'd be out doing some shit. It wasn't that hard.
Yeah.
You know?
Could a guard just walk by and easily see?
Oh, yeah. A guard caught me jerking off one time.
Yeah.
This old female guard, she with a dyke haircut. And then I saw her the next day, like she, because they walk by to peek into your cell at night to make sure you're not hanging or whatever, you know what I mean, or killing each other. And so I was just getting it, you know what I mean? I was fucking treating myself, because I think it was when I was alone in a cell, that's when it was like a vacation.
Yeah.
That's when I'm like, I could stay here for years. It was so nice.
Right.
Nap whenever you want. I'm reading books, I'm writing scripts and shit. And I'm just, you know, I'm just fucking going to town, right? Like Nolan in this studio.
Yeah,
leave. You know what I mean? Just by yourself.
As soon as you guys are gone.
Yeah, yeah. Just fucking punishing it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And this lady, can't remember her name. She walks by and I put my dick away really quick. And I'm like, oh, but she definitely saw me. And the next day, I'm walking into the day room, you know, and she's working, and I see her, and she kind of grins, and I grin back, and she goes, Mr. Mitchell. And what are you feeling today? I'm like, oh, you know, a little tired.
Wow.
But,
wink.
Not a good button to that story, but she saw me beating my meat, you know?
You were trying to find an ending.
Yeah, I was trying to find an ending, but that's just actually what happened, you know? She saw me, I saw her, we acknowledged it, and we moved on. But can you imagine that job? Imagine you come to America, she was from like, you know, whatever, some fucking European country, and she's got to see dudes beating down their syphilitic penises, you know, and then go home and make dinner and try to be normal. That's a fucked up job. And you see, you know, and that's like tame compared to some of the shit you see, you know?
I've heard somewhere that's one of the like worst jobs, being a prison guard.
Oh, it's like the worst kind of cop. It's like the lowest form of military. Yeah. It's shit. It's a shit, thankless, awful job. And sometimes they get killed or beaten up. Oh, I saw a fucking guard getting beat the fuck up. That was cool. That was fucking amazing.
Do you not like the guy or girl?
No, this guy was a bitch. Yeah. This guy had it coming.
He's beta.
No, I mean, he wasn't like a bitch like a beta. He was like a punk. He was a bully. He was and guards either have to be really nice, especially in a maximum security prison, or they have to be beyond mean. Because if you're like kind of in the middle, if you're a bully but also don't have the respect, somebody's gonna do something. So eventually this dude Pee-wee just started fucking bah, 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 takes one guard jumps on him, he grabs this other guard, flips him over his back, like over his shoulder and shit.
Yeah.
Like, that's fucking awesome. That's hero shit right there.
Pee-wee.
Yeah, Pee-wee. He's my hype, this big black guy.
Pee-wee don't play in his house.
Yeah, it was actually Pee-wee's Pee-wee playhouse. Herman. He was in there for beating his meat in the theater.
Paul
yeah.
Rubens?
I don't know what his name is.
I think it's Paul Rubens.
He resurrected. He came back, though, dude.
In Blow, yeah.
Yeah, oh, he's so good in Blow. I was just going to say that.
Yeah.
You guys, do you want your pot?
That was good. I haven't seen that movie in years. All right, so the day you find out when you're getting out of the clink.
Yeah.
Happy times or were you like super bummed?
Yeah, I was bummed. I was bummed. I was institutionalized. I was like Morgan Freeman in like Red in Shawshank Redemption.
Yeah.
Some days I just want to buy a gun and go back.
Some days, I don't know. Anthony Dufresne.
Andy was my friend.
He trudged through 3 miles of shit in Shaw.
I can't even imagine.
Shawshank Redemption. It's a terrible impression by you. Mine's good.
It.
Just kidding. So you're happy to leave prison?
I'd say so.
Well, did Am you, I a good interviewer?
Did you prepare for this? What the fuck's happening right now? Did you? Where's your list of questions, man?
I just thought prison would be interesting, but it's boring. And your book is going to suck,
dude. I'm doing my best.
No, I'm totally kidding.
I'm losing steam. This no. ultra creatine bang. Fucking energy drink is wearing off.
BT Dubs, totally kidding. I'm enjoying this.
Good.
I just want to know.
Good. Quit yawning.
Was it happy or sad to get out of prison?
The only reason I was bummed was I was like, oh, now I got to go it was just the whole prison experience was tainted by the fact that I knew I had lost all of my money and I was like, oh, this fucking sucks. I have to get a job like a normal schmo. Like if I had still had all the money, it would have been fucking, right. It would have been fun because right. I would have just been plotting. Oh my God, here's all these things I can do with hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars. Like it would have been like, you know,
time to plan.
But I'm like, oh no, now time to fucking, you know, get a job working in a warehouse.
Is that what
How long
did?
Were you in there?
Or whatever I did. I was in there for like a year and a half.
Oh, okay.
So, no, but I knew I was moving to L.A. I was like, I got to get out of Portland. I got to go to L.A. I got to be in show business, whatever. So I wanted an easy job. So I got into comedy. Whoa. Did the fucking dick of life stab me in the eye?
Whoa. How do you like doing stand-up? You've been doing it for 5 years?
Yeah. Hey, ask me how I got into comedy.
How'd you get into comedy?
Where do you get your ideas from?
Yeah. Where do you get your ideas? What do you do your comedy of?
Hey, put that in your skit.
Your skit bits.
I love that.
People say, where do you perform? I don't know.
Wherever I can.
Places.
Bitch.
I like to show up at the Comedy Store on like a Saturday night at about 8 p.m.
8 a.m.
No wonder I can't find anything. I get there at 8 a.m. Where is the show? No, I started performing because I was down here because I was like, oh, I was writing screenplays. I'm like, that's what I'll do. I'll be a writer because I've always been kind of a writer. And so I was writing I was making up screenplays. I didn't even know how to write a screenplay. But when I was in prison, I was writing these versions of scripts. So I was like, cool. I'll be a script writer. They make millions, right?
Yeah.
So I moved here because I was reading all these books from the 80s.
Well,
they were like, they bought Lethal Weapon script sight unseen for 7 figures.
Yeah.
And then I got here in 2012 and they're like, oh no, it's all over. Yeah. Hollywood's done.
Huh.
Digital media's wiped out any semblance of good money for writers. And I was like, okay, so I could just give up and leave, or what do I want to do? What do I really want to do that if I take money out of the equation and maybe it'll lead to something? I was like, oh, it's probably stand up. So that's all.
And you're funny.
Thanks, buddy. You too.
Thanks. Nolan, not you.
Yeah. All right.
Hey, hold on. So let's wipe out the 45 minutes we spent talking and we're just going to do it over with us just complimenting each other.
Sure. Yeah. By the way, Nolan, I'm just kidding. You looked hurt.
No, I know. Oh. I'm good.
How many minutes are we in?
Hey, insult the producer who has control of your content.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, it didn't work. 48.
It's just the N-word. He just for an hour straight.
And I
Ryan Dune saying the N-word.
I captioned it for you.
You put Michael Richards' Laugh Factory set over his face, well, dubbed.
I read a book called Makes Me Want to Holler in college. It was about...
Oh, my fucking God. That is so funny to me.
A black dude.
I know, of course.
I've you know the book?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, really?
Is that a comedy book?
I used to read all that. No, it's about, it's about a black man from, you know, a different era, but it was just about him coming from the streets and then trying to make a way in a legitimate white world.
Yeah. And he said the day he got out of prison, he felt like he could do anything. Did you feel empowered after, like, overcoming prison?
Or were no.
Oh, yeah, you already said that.
No, I have no fighting spirit. Like, guys that write good books and that are inspirational, they're like, oh, man, I've overcome something. I'm not a fighter. So, I was like, yeah, I'm my best days are behind me.
So what's your book looking like? What's the tone of it?
It's called Last Days of the Trap.
Did you already claim that?
No.
All right, somebody listening, claim that book right now.
God, claimed it.
God damn it, son of a bitch. Hey, and if you're listening, Johnny Mitchell on Instagram, I want my fucking handle, you piece of shit.
Oh.
You got fucking 100 followers. Johnny Mitchell comedy, it's too long.
Yeah.
Give me that motherfucker.
Johnny Mitchell, I know you're listening.
You fuckhead. I know you're listening. What if he was a Rye Dune fan? He's a Kathy fan. What was I saying? No, so the book's called Last Days of the Trap. And the trap is, of course, the drug game, and it's the final era of major weed trafficking.
Ah.
And it's a novel, so it's a fictionalized version of my life and what happened to me.
Cool.
But it's good. It's nice. Very good.
Are you getting it, like?
Like, I'm going to release it myself.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty sure it's going to get heat. Like, it's going to at least, you know, I'll take some meetings from it because I know I'm going to be able to get it on Joey Diaz's podcast.
Cool.
I'm going to be able to get it in the right hands because of the subject matter, because it is good. So, you know, from there, we'll see what happens. But I just want it to be out there because...
How long have you been writing
it? I'm just proud of it.
How many minutes in are you?
I'm about, it's about 200 minutes long and, I mean, it looks amazing. The cinematography of this book is...
Been writing it for years?
I've been writing this version since last September, so it's gotten very quickly. But yeah. I also wrote two other books sort of in the same vein that's for the last 7 years. So this is finally becoming... This is finally the version, the style that I want, that I know works. And so I know this sounds weird. I want it to read like you're listening to a hip hop album. So there's a lot of slang. It's written with a lot of style. It's not just like, here's what happened to me.
Yeah.
You're like a boring fucking, like you ever read a book by a rapper that had like a ghostwriter? It's just like all on the nose. Go ahead and pick your phone up.
I know you both have to leave soon. What the fuck was I just going to say? No, you do, right? You both have podcasts at 8:30.
Oh, I don't have to leave.
I thought you did.
Somebody's coming here.
Oh, all right.
It's 8:10. Jesus, look how fucking time flew.
What the fuck was I going
to
say?
We got 10. I can hang around for a few minutes.
I just wanted
this next podcast is with black guys, so it'll, you know, start on time. No offense, black community. I love you. I know Rydoon's got a lot of black fans. Joking, you don't. Hey, if you think you do, don't think that.
Man, first you said you hated Persians. Then you said the word dyke.
I did say dyke. I said dyke haircut, but I said it lovingly.
And you just said the N-word, too.
Mm-hmm.
It was a good line.
It was off mic, though. It was off mic. Can't prove it.
We haven't been recording?
No.
Okay.
Can we start the show?
Let me ask you this. Are you doing an audiobook for it? You should.
Yeah.
Can I be in it?
Do you want to do the... Absolutely. Do you want to do the... I have budget.
Cholo? Do you have a cholo character? I can do that.
Can you do a pimp? The voice of a black pimp?
Hey, what's up, bitch?
You're hired.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You could do better, though.
Yeah.
No.
I'll give you the comp. But yes, if you want, you have a good voice.
What character do you think I could
be? I got to read it. There's a few characters.
Okay, well.
You could be Reggie, maybe. Partner.
Is Jay-Z in the book?
Is there a part for Kathy? Kathy's the love interest. Okay, be Kathy. Do Kathy visiting me in prison. You're smuggling me in a balloon of heroin.
Okay.
And we're in the prison. We're in the visitation
room.
We're in the visitation room.
Hey, honey, have you been?
Hey, what's up, babe? I'm good. Did you,
You look emaciated. Are they taking care of you?
I'm eating, girl. It's all right. It's all right. Hey, are you giving that pussy to anybody else?
Of course not, honey. I'm on Kathy's pussies just for you.
All right, good, good. You know I love that hairy ass.
Oh, Johnny.
You growing it out for me?
Come, Johnny, you are so bad.
All right, look, it's about that time. They're calling us in. You brought that thing for daddy? That balloon of heroin?
It's in my pussy.
All right, cool. Here, so I'm going to reach under. I'm going to reach under your skirt. Just be cool. Just be cool. Hi, officer. How are you? Officer's walking by right now.
Ow. Ouch. Oh, my God. My vagine.
There we go.
Damn it. Wait.
Nice. Dude, you're hired.
Sick.
Nailed it.
I am sweating my dick off right now.
Yeah, my balls are fucking making vinegar down there.
Oh, my balls. Cool. That's a
good
My
voice. Balls are making vinegar.
Well, Johnny Mitchell.
Hold on. Are we at an hour yet? We got to go
just
for
about,
hour.
Right? How many minutes in are we?
55. Baby!
55. That's fine. We don't have to go to an hour. I think the story is complete. You have anything else you want to talk about?
Just follow me on Instagram.
At Johnny Mitchell.
Johnny Mitchell Comedy, actually.
Nah.
Johnny Mitchell Comedy.
It's a sore subject.
Yeah. Follow me at Johnny Mitchell Comedy.
As a joke, follow at Johnny Mitchell.
Or harass
and say,
him.
Say, loved you on the podcast.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Flood Johnny at Johnny Mitchell with dick pics and compliments about the podcast. But dick pics and threatening messages, too.
How about compliments about the podcast written on your penis?
That's it. That's it. Yep. Perfect. Yep.
Loved you on the pod.
Loved you on the pod.
That's a lot of... You gotta have a cock on you to be able to fit all that on there. Loved you on the pod? I mean,
oh, yeah.
You gotta
have
that?
A big rod. I know.
You gotta have...
Oh, you guys would struggle with that? Oh, I wouldn't because my hog is so huge.
He actually owns a hog. He owns a
pig. Yeah. I have a motorcycle.
I was going to say a pig.
Oh.
That's good, too, though. I like that.
All right. I got to get some fucking air. No offense.
Hey, I had
Sorry,
a great time,
no.
guys. Follow me at Johnny Mitchell Comedy. Look out for a sketch coming from yeah. Rye and yours truly.
Yeah,
and some fucking hot chick. Some hot hole.
I'm going to make out with Chelsea Skidmore, dude.
Oh, is she agreed?
For
she
comedy,
agreed to it?
For comedy's sake, though.
Nice.
Not
nice.
On my end, though. I'm doing it to make out with her.
Yeah, exactly.
Straight up.
Hey, don't slip that tongue in, dude. You'll have
Going
to deal
to.
With fucking husband.
I don't
Randolph, you know who.
I don't respect him.
Yeah, he's scrappy, dude. He's scrappy, man.
Yeah, he could probably beat
Randolph
him.
Could tumble, dude. He's got that X. Like, I don't know if he knows how to fight, but he's like your height. He's pugnacious. You know, he's an X.
It looks like he's stronger than me. I think I'm taller than him, though.
Oh, jeez, really?
I'm 5'5".
How did
Just
you...
kidding. I'm 5'9½". How tall are you? My height.
5'9".
5'9"?
Mm. You got the half on me.
What up, baby girl?
Hey, you know what girls say? Give me a man that's 5'9".
Totally.
Hey, man. They say that sometimes. Maybe yeah, not specifically.
Guatemalan chicks. To you, they're like, God damn, these fries are giants.
Give me a man that's 5'9".
We've never seen a man this size wander into our village before.
I guess I got to move there. All right. Why are you hitting me in the leg?
It's because I like you.
Oh.
You got good legs, though, I will say.
I do have good legs.
You have a baseball player's body, or like a rugby player.
Thank you. I got good arms.
Hey, you got a good hot dog eating body, dude. That got him. That got Nolan. That's a good one. Market 8, dude. Hey, name this movie. Market 8, dude.
Supermarket
Sweep. Fucking serious. And he pulls a gun out.
Speed.
The Big Lebowski. Remember that? He's at the bowling alley.
Yeah.
Over the line.
I only saw that once.
Oh.
My bad.
I saw it several times and tried to love it as much as every cool person in high school, but I couldn't get there.
Couldn't hit it.
Well, it's a little intellectual, so
is it?
I don't hold it against you. I'm kidding.
Who directed that?
The Coen brothers.
Oh, man. All right, Jews. Let's get the fuck out of here. Jews. Steve Marshallek, Ross Miller, Sienna. Steve Marshallek, Ross Miller, Nicholas Caprio. you're donating $25 a month, I think, to Patreon.
Oh. So,
in case you are, thank you. And if not, go fuck yourself.
Yeah, donate some fucking money. Hey, you can always send me money. I'm an ex-criminal.
What's your Venmo?
I could be out flooding your streets, poisoning your fucking kids, okay? But I'm out here trying to follow in the path of the Lord, okay?
Yeah, you're...
So I need some fucking money. So you're going to send it. This is where you're going to send it.
You're super likable, so I think people will.
You're going to Venmo it. Thanks, buddy. You're going to Venmo it to... Fuck, I don't even have my Venmo ready. You're going to Venmo it to J. Mitchell Comedy. Again, that's J. Mitchell with two L's. No, that's not even it. Fuck. You know what? I'm making a good living. I don't need your donations. But
do you have,
just follow me. That's fine.
Do you have an apartment I can move into for free?
Dude, I'm already hooking up another comedian. You should have asked me, bro.
Is he verified?
No, he's... You're right. Fuck him. You're up, dude.
Yes.
No, he opens for a... He's doing better than you, though. So I got to give it to him.
Who the fuck is it?
Okay, can I tell you off mic?
Josh Potter.
No. Josh, no. I like Josh, though, but I would never... He doesn't look like an apartment manager. He looks like somebody that sells...
Apartment manager? Meth
out of an apartment. What?
Apartment manager?
Yeah, it's a manager job. That's how you get a free apartment. You want me to just find you a free apartment? Yeah. That'll fly. Yeah. Landlord will be like, oh, he's verified? Yeah, no, I don't need his fucking $3,000 a month. Yeah, he's in.
Totally.
Done.
All right. Thank you, Johnny.
Thank you, guys. I had a blast.
Looking forward to that sketch.
Yeah. Bye. I want to see you. I hope you make out with Chelsea, and then Randolph becomes enraged.
Yeah.
And then we see you two fight, and it's a pathetic fight. Like, and it looks like a fight. Like two bicyclists get into, you know what I mean? And it's just a total bitch fight.
Like two, like Tour de France.
Yeah, exactly. Bicyclists. You ever seen those YouTube videos?
Oh, the guy.
Oh, I've seen two broads with better fighting better. Anyways, but
fucking broads.
First, he said he hates Persians. Then he said dyke. Then he said the N word. Now it's broads.
Hey, you coward! Just say the word. Just say it. All right, love you guys.
Get the fuck out of here. Bye.